Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk to you about a new book written by Francis Chan, the author of Crazy Love. We love Francis Chan because he loves God and he shares the truth. And if you've missed any of the opportunities to hear him, we want to encourage you to do that. You can go to VFNTV.com and go to The Torch. We have a couple of segments regarding Francis Chan and some of the things that he has shared. But he wrote a new book with his wife called You and Me Forever, and it's about marriage in light of eternity. Now, I've seen a whole bunch of marriage books before, and some of them not so good, some of them good, you know? Mm-hmm. But we need to look at marriage the way that Jesus, God, the Bible teaches us about what marriage is all about. And somehow, you know, things get twisted, and we get a different perspective. And I think a lot of times it's because, you know, instead of the church being a counterculture to the world, it tries to be at times a subculture of the world. And so it looks at what the world is doing and it says, you know, tries to frame it, if you will, in a different way or make it more palatable for what's happening in the world. And the truth is that this is God's word and we have to line up with what God says, period. And, we don't have a dog in that fight. This is what he says, and we just have to obey. I mean, we didn't write it. You know, it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. And we just look at the Word of God, not how, you know, some people look at the Word of God to see how they can find a scripture and try to wrap it around and bless what they're doing. But the true way to look at scripture, I believe, is to look at the scripture, read it, and just do what it says. And if your life is not lining up with what God's Word says, then you don't change the scriptures, you change your life. You let your life, you know, mold and wrap around to what God's word says. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be an interesting book, but we want to share with you a funny moment from Francis, because he's so deep, you know what I'm saying? He's always like, you know, and he's so deep when he's talking about the Lord and so passionate and so serious. We want to show you a different side of Francis as he raps with his wife about this new book. Watch this.
You ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. For better or worse, sickness and health, heck of poor or blessed with wealth. It really don't matter what cards were dealt. I ain't gonna leave you for no one else. But Godzilla tried to step on you, then vampires stuck their teeth in you. Angry hobbits boiled you in a stew. I'd stop the world and I'd melt with you. Door and boots came out to play. Then Swiper came, swiped you away. I'd grab a map and I'd search all day. When I find him, make him pay.
Let's make lemon.
awesome. Riding out together. Listen, ride or die. Listen, this is what you want. This is what you want when you're going after that. This is important if you're single and you're looking for somebody, or, you know, you want to be married. And listen, it's not, marriage is a lot of times not what the world tries to make it be. Not for the believer. You know, true joy, the world tells us that another person is going to make us happy. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. That's what the world wants. I just want to be happy. And they think that happiness is going to come when they meet somebody, and now, oh, I'm going to be happy the rest of my life. Wrong, okay? It's not going to happen. That's a lie. It doesn't happen, okay? It's a lie. Happiness and joy comes when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, and everything in your life, every relationship lives for one purpose. One purpose. It's to glorify Him. Whether it's your children, whether it's your marriage, we serve God, we do it together, we honor Him, and that's what our life is all about. Then you can have a life with no regrets. You can have a life that's joyful, because you're not competing. You and your spouse are not competing about trying to make each other happy. We're trying to make the Lord happy. We're living for God. And while we're doing that together, we're just going to enjoy happiness and hanging out with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
I want you to listen to Francis and his wife talk about this new book, why they wrote it, and what are their desires that they want to be fulfilled with, and how they want the body of Christ to be blessed. Watch this.
So I'm Francis, this is Lisa. We're writing this book.
I wanted to introduce myself.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay. Sorry.
This is good.
I'm Francis Chan.
And I'm Lisa Chan.
See, that's why I didn't do it, because it's like, I'm Lisa. Anyways, we just wrote this book called You and Me Forever, and the whole idea behind it is, it's, you know, sometimes couples can get so wrapped up on things here and to where they're not focused on the kingdom.
Our marriages need to remember that we're on a mission. It isn't about how satisfied and happy are we with one another.
For me, it was 1 Corinthians 7 when Paul talks about the potential of marriage being a distraction, and he was saying how we want to secure undistracted or undivided devotion to the Lord.
We felt like there was something lacking, that there wasn't a resource that really helped couples pull out of that inward focus and make it so much about one another, and rather make an outward focus and say, what are we really here for? What is the bigger picture about marriage?
And so we just thought, man, maybe we've just got it all backwards, and can we write about this and talk about marriage in light of eternity?
You've got to read this, because I think it will change your mind. It will change your heart. It'll help you see marriage in an entirely different light.
I'm excited about this. I feel so good, especially about the things that Lisa's written in this book, where I feel, gosh, that's powerful. It's stuff that we need to hear, but it's right out of the scriptures. And so I want everyone to get this. I believe it's something God has asked me to write. And so my whole burden is I've got to get it to as many people as possible. That's what we decided to self-publish, because I wanted to be able to give it away for free to everyone who needs it. We're hoping that it even brings in some resource that we can then give to people in other countries who are in serious need. And so we're just constantly thinking, man, how can we build people up here overseas? And I feel like this project has the opportunity to do that.
So some of you are probably wondering, where are the proceeds of this book going to go? You're talking about giving it away for free, but some of us can buy a copy. We just want you to know that 100% of the profits from this book are going to go towards so many different projects around the world. So we just can't wait to see what God's going to do with the resources from this book.
You and me forever.
Absolutely awesome. You and Me Forever. You can get it at your bookstore. You can get it on Amazon. But get the book. Get the book and support. Listen, this book came out of under 20th anniversary. They went to Africa, to a village to work in a ministry.
Their 20-year marriage anniversary?
Yeah, 20-year marriage anniversary. Wow. That's what they went. They wanted to do something like that with their friend as a ministry out there in Africa. And, and they were so touched by what they saw, and they were so moved by what they experienced. They said, man, we want to do more. We want to do what can we do? So in the process of writing this book, like you heard, they wanted to self-publish it so that they could, no hindrance, one, get it to however many people that want it. You can download it, I think, for free, or you can purchase it. Listen, if you can afford to buy it, buy it. and buy a couple for, you know, for a friend. But their hopes are to raise $5 million, $5 million, with the sales of this book. And what's going to go to is to feed the hungry, to free women from prostitution, and spread the gospel to unreached places. So, hey, this is awesome.
Beautiful.
I think it's going to be a great message, and it's going to go for a great cause. Mm. And we want to encourage you to support Francis in this book and go pick it up and share it with a friend. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking about the grace of God. You don't want to miss it. We were just talking right before the break regarding some of the important decisions that we got to make in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about marriage and all these different things that people face and, you know, what's the purpose and the why of what we're doing. And we talked about how there's the, I was mentioning about the three C's in your life. The most important decisions you have to make in your life all start with a C. And Pat added a fourth one, which I want to let him share. But, you know, the number one decision you got to make with your life, the number one decision you got to make with your life that starts with a C is your decision for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, listen, you, what are you going to do with this man, Jesus, fully God, fully man? Either he is, you can't sit on the sideline when it comes to Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, he took dirt, rolled it in the ground, put some saliva, and made an eyeball. I mean, either he is a weird person, okay? That's... Or he is the Son of God. One of the two. You got, hey, let that be. You got to, and let me tell you, he's the Son of God. So if he's the Son of God, you got to serve him. Give him your life.
Yeah, right?
Right. Enough said. Second one is your career. What are you going to do with your life? And that doesn't necessarily mean job, but what kind of fruit? What? How are you going to give God glory out of your life? What are you going to produce on a day-to-day basis? What are you going to be employed with? Your talents, your resources, your intelligence, your skills. Mm-hmm. What? How are you going to employ that for God so that he can be glorified, right? So we just put that on the career thing. The third one is your companion. I mean, if you're going to get married, listen, that is an important decision. I was talking during the break that, you know, when I graduated from college, I got this poster. I think my mom gave it to me and had all these 20-some-odd things that you need to do to be successful, whatever, the things they give to graduates, the things that they make up to sell to you to buy. And one of the things on that list said, be careful who you marry, because it will determine either 90% of your happiness or 90% of your misery. I don't know if it's that high, but let me tell you, it's true.
Yeah.
Hey, Pat says yes. It's
so
important.
I heard.
So you heard, yeah. It's important who you marry and why you marry. Mm-hmm. People have a lot of different reasons why they marry. You know, all sounds good, but listen, every relationship we have should help us. It should be for the purpose of we're going to glorify God in this. You know, God, if God is the one that instituted it, let's not try to tell God how to have marriage. Let's let God tell us what we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about him, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. And that's when we'll have true joy, happiness, and we'll raise a family, do all these things. But we're going to do it in context of what the Bible says and how Jesus wants us to do it. But, you know, I thought that was profound. But Pat just added a fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
Pat, talk to us and tell us why we need to have the fourth C included in the four decisions you make that start with a C. What is it?
Well, it's real important who you're hanging around. So I said, well, you need to add a fourth C to your collection there.
Yeah, tell us.
I said, who are you chumming around with? Who are your friends?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Because the Bible says, bad company corrupts. Thank you, Chris. I had it and it just left me. Bad company corrupts good character. So it doesn't matter who you're chumming around with, who you hanging out with, who are
That's
your friends.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, they'll determine your destiny.
Yeah, people often think that, you know, hey, they're going to pull somebody up. So I'm just hanging out with that person because they need it. Listen, if they're not heeding your words, you know what I'm saying? You need to keep going. Don't hang with people that need you. Hang around people that heed you, that listen to what you're saying. So if you're a friend and you're speaking into their life and they're not even listening, you know, they're just doing their own thing, you're thinking you're standing up maybe on a step higher. You're thinking that you're going to pull them up and you guys are going to walk together on higher ground. And reality is that they're going to take you and pull you, slap down off of that step that you're on and bring you into the mess if they're not listening and they don't want God. So, yeah, who you're chumming around with, right, Pat? Who you're chumming.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.